Hello everyone, this is Lillian and it's time for our 3 minutes with the Word audio devotional. Today's topic is your ark of safety. And our anchor scripture is taken from the book of Matthew chapter 8 and verse 26. But he said to them, "Why are you fearful, O you of little faith?" Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. In our anchor scripture, Jesus had entered into a boat and his disciples followed him. Along the line, the Bible says a great storm arose that threatened to sink the sheep and all the occupants. But Jesus arose and rebuked the storm and there was a great calm. As I reread this scripture, the Spirit of God began to speak to me about how Jesus is really our only guarantee for safety, for security, and for life. Jesus is the ark that will keep us safe from the wrath that is to come. If you are listening to me this morning and Jesus is not the Lord of your life, by this I mean, if you have never consciously believed that Jesus died on the cross for your sin and to save you from the greatest storm, the storm of eternal destruction, you need to pay particular attention to this message. You see, in our story, the storm was sudden, unexpected, and violent. As terrible as this storm sounds, it pales in comparison to what will come on the lot that do not accept the love of our Savior. Please, I do not do this to make you afraid. I do it out of love. If you saw someone you loved oblivious to an oncoming vehicle that had lost its brakes, would you not frantically scream to get them out of the way of danger? Please understand today's episode in this light. The Bible says that those who reject the love of Jesus and the finished work of the cross will be judged and sent to the lake of fire that was prepared for Satan and his agents. There is no sugarcoating it. There is no nicer way of saying it. As the Savior in our scripture that we read today was Jesus, so is he the only way out of the lake of fire. Jesus is our ark of protection. He's our get-out-of-jail-free card. He's our only guarantee of a joyful and painless eternity. The Bible says if you confess him as Lord with your mouth and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, your eternal safety is guaranteed. Please, I beg you to consider this. For that person listening to me right now that doubts and is wondering if there is really even a God, please call out to him and ask him to reveal himself to you. Just call out to him right now in the simplest words. He yearns for you beyond what anyone has said to you. He will answer you. Please, just call. God wants you safe. And Jesus is the only one who can guarantee your safety from the storm that is to come. If you would like to make Jesus the Lord of your life, please say this prayer with me. But know this, that the prayer is just the first step. It doesn't end there. So send us a message if you said the prayer and let's go on this journey together. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for your word today. I thank you for sending Jesus to die on the cross for my sin. Lord, this morning I repent of my sin. I acknowledge the work Jesus did on the cross. I believe in him. I accept him. And I confess him as my Lord and Savior. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' mighty name, I have prayed. Speak to you again soon. If you were blessed or if you just prayed that prayer, please drop me a line on audiodevotional@yahoo.com or on our website at www.3minutesaudiodevotional.com. You could also follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter at 3 Minutes Audio Devotional. Remember, wrapped up in God's Word is all you need for your change to come. Love you and bye.